Okay, we're picking up with Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the top of the Amar, the words of Amar Shmuel. So we're afterwards, the Gemara now is going to talk about working on Malach and Chol Moed, but also this Halacha in particular is about Hilchos Shabbos according to Moshe Shonim. Mekablei Kabilos, if you have someone who is contracted to do a specific job for you, so Besochat Chum Asar, we're talking about obviously non-Jew. So if it's within the tchum of the Jew city, the tchum is 2,000 amos within the city boundaries of where you are, so then it's also for him to work with non-Jews if they're doing the malacha on Shabbos, because everyone's going to assume that you hired them for Shabbos itself, which is going to be usher. There is a general din derabanan, an isser derabanan called Amir al-Nachri. Amir al-Nachri tells us that it's usher to do a malacha, a Jew to tell a non-Jew to do malacha for him on Shabbos. There's also an isser, this is that people aren't as familiar with, that if the goy does malacha for you without you even telling him anything, then it's also usher to have benefit from that as well. So that is the two halachas of Amir al-Nachri. So it's obviously it's usher for him to tell him to do this for him on Shabbos. However, the shaila over here is that what constitutes telling him to do something for you on Shabbos? Telling him to do something when he's a schir yom, he's hired to pay by the hour, so that's clearly going to be usher, because you're paying him per the hour, so you're going to pay him for those hours that you're doing for Shabbos. However, if somebody is a kablan, a person is just hired for a specific project without necessarily any definitive time when to do it, I'm hiring you to build my house. So I don't tell you when exactly the finish date has to be, and if otherwise I'm canceling the contract. So, and even if I do, you could decide how many days a week it takes or how many hours a week that it takes for you to do it. So really, on a very technical level, if I hire him to do that, if he's a kablan, then really, maker din, there is no amir al-anachri there, because I'm telling him that even if I say the house, I want the house to be done in 6 months from now. So if I tell him I want the house to be done in 6 months, and now he could decide how many hours it'll take for him to finish in 6 months. If he wants to work 6 days a week and not work on Shabbos and work 10-hour days, then he'll do it. If he wants to work 5-hour days, he'll have to add in Shabbos. Okay, so that means that that was his decision to work on Shabbos. That's considered the benefit of the Nachri himself, though Nachri deciding to work for his own, not for the Jew. Because I just told him I wanted a project. I don't necessarily tell him the time constraints. So this is the halacha generally. Shmuel is wherefore qualifying this heter of a kablan. He's saying that this is even within that halacha, that really maker din, even midrabanan, technically speaking, it's mutter to have him be a kablan to work for you for a set amount of time. However, Shmuel is qualifying this because he's telling us that at the end of the day, we're afraid that someone looking at this is going to think that you hired him as a schir yom on Shabbos, which is therefore it's going to be usher, and that's why it's going to be usher. Others want to explain that no, that everyone's going to be seeing that this is the Jew's work, and we're assumed that he hired these workers on Shabbos itself, which is also obviously going to be usher. Whatever it is, those are two Maris Ayin issues, but those are the problem that Shmuel is saying, and only. Betoch atchum is going to be a problem. However, chutz atchum outside of your city where nobody knows you are, then it's going to be mutter. However, the Gemara qualifies even this halacha. Well, before we get to the Gemara qualifying this halacha, I'll just point out Rashi himself has a kasha though on Shmuel from the Gemara and Shabbos. Gemara and Shabbos in the Yizayin and Beis tells us Beis Hillel say that it's mutter to give clothing to a non-Jewish launderer immediately before Shabbos, even though it's clear he's going to launder for them for you on Shabbos, and that's even within your tchum. So apparently we're not concerned that the person who the bystander is going to look at it in Maris Ayin, okay, you're giving him the clothing and he's going to clean your clothing on Shabbos. So Rashi explains over here that maybe when it comes to the clothing issue, nobody really knows whose clothing. You have a suit. I don't know whose suit it is. So everyone has the same exact black suit. Who knows whose suit it is? However, when it comes to property is a kol. That's the whole concept of shibud on a property. That's the whole concept of why we have liens on property, because everyone knows whose property, where it is, whose it is, and etc. So that is that's going to be the din over here. That's why it's different than the case of movable property of a metaltalin, as opposed to when it comes to real estate. That is something which a person knows about, and that's why it's going to be usher if it's within the tchum. Now the Gemara qualifies this. Even if it's outside the tchum, it's not only going to be mutter. That's like when you're putting in the middle of nowhere, like in the middle of the mountains in New York, so nobody, where there are no places where people are living. So then that's fine. You could hire him to do it for you. And he's doing it on Shabbos. That's fine. However, but if it's near the Catskills where all the Jews are and they're seeing this work being done, they're going to know that it's then for a Jew, and we're afraid again that people are going to think that you hired him on Shabbos or they hired him as a schir yom to work on Shabbos. Both cases are going to assume that you're violating the Isser. Now the Gemara has another qualification. And even when there is no Jewish city close to that place, we only say this halacha with regards to Shabbos and Yom. When it's not common for people to go there because it's beyond the tchum. But in Chol HaMoed, so this is why this halacha goes back to Hilchos Chol HaMoed, that's why we're mentioning this halacha. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, when it's common for people to go there because there is no iser of tchumen of the 2,000 amos pastor city length on Chol HaMoed, it is not aser. So then people are going to go to that area and they're going to assume that the Jew hired them on Chol HaMoed, which is aser. You can't have a Jew, you can't have a non-Jew work for you, buildings and building for you on Chol HaMoed. That's also aser, and therefore it's going to be problematic. The Pashtus, Rav Masharsha is just explaining Shmuel, saying it applies only on Shabbos and Chag, but not on Chol HaMoed. And he's not arguing on Shmuel. However, if someone wants to say that Shmuel is arguing Chol HaMoed, he'll say, even Chol HaMoed, even it's permissible to go outside the Tchum, it's still unusual to do so, therefore there's no Gzera outside the Tchum, and you would be Mekel according to Shmuel. So this is Machlokas, where he's showing him how to interpret this Gemara over here. If Shmuel is arguing on Rav Masharsha, Rav Masharsha is qualifying that halacha of Shmuel. Okay, now to the next part. Marzutra Brei, the Rav Nachman, Banule Apanda Mekabla Kibolas Chutzot Tchum. So once the non-Jews who were hired by Marzutra, the son of Rav Nachman, he was working outside the Tchum on Shabbos, and what happened was, Ikla Rav Safra, Rav Huna, Vefin, Nivalo, Alu Lagabe. They didn't enter the house at all on Shabbos. Vika de Amrei, Hunami, Lo Alba Gabe. And there was those who said that Marzutra also did not enter the house himself. That he didn't want to benefit from the Malacha done on Shabbos. V'amar Shmuel, so the Gemara says, Mikable Kabilos, if you're a contract worker, if you're a Kablan, Betokha Tchum, Asr, Chutzot Tchum, Mutter, that if it's outside the Tchum, it's permissible. Why was Marzutra's problematic to enter it? Why were they not going in? Adam Chashuv Shainizim. Where it says, because Adam Chashuv is different, even though he, at the end of the day, for a regular person, a common guy, that it would be okay for him to do it in Chutzot Tchum where nobody's living. Here, since he's Adam Chashuv, he felt that it was something that's not appropriate for him because people would somehow find out about it, or the issue, whatever it be, and that's therefore something which was problematic. So therefore, according to this reasoning, though, that Chana pointed out, Marzutra should not have allowed them to work on beyond the Tchum in the first place, and maybe Enechanami, he didn't want them to do it, but they did it anyway, so then they didn't go in. So the Gemara says, Ve'ika da'amri. So the Gemara says, Ve'ika da'amri, Siyu ha'sebetivnei ba'adayu. Marzutra helped the workers, giving them straw for the bricks. He did not ever intend for them to build on Shabbos, and they didn't tell him about that. When he realized, he did not make use of it because he thought it was inappropriate. It was inappropriate for them to do it on Shabbos. So Gemara never says over here that there's a real bona fide iser that it's usher to go in a house that was built on Shabbos. So they just say that these Amoraim didn't do it. So some Rishonim, the Torah, wants to understand this to mean that in a Chanami, Meikar Din, they are permitted by Halacha, the strict Halacha, to not go in. However, Midas Chasidus, they should not go in, even go into a house that was built on Shabbos. That is based on this, the Shulchan Aruch. This is Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. That if a non-Jew builds a home for a Jew within the Tchum Shabbos, it's proper for Jews to be Machmir and not go in the house. Wow, I don't know what the heter is for people with Tocha Tchum, even if they're a Kablan, with Tocha Tchum, a very, very major problem to have them be building for you on Shabbos. So that is a very big issue, and some say even never even to go into the house that was built like that. And there's also an idea based on this that anything that had, even though, Agav, there's a concept that, even though there's a concept that at the end of the day, that this was when it comes to a violation of Maisa Shabbos, there's a concept of Kadesh Yasu, that as long as the time that it takes. So you don't really have to, let's say the guy built it in a year because he had them working on Shabbos. If he hadn't have them working on Shabbos, it would have taken a year and 3 months. So Me'ikar Me'ikar Adin, the Halacha of Maisa Shabbos tells you shouldn't be benefiting it from those 3 months that he had benefit of the guy doing work for him on Shabbos. However, after that, that's Maisa Shabbos after it's the Zman of when it's that, Lechora, there's sometimes some Hetirim, if it's the time that it's no longer, you're not benefiting it from the use anymore of when he worked on Shabbos. But the fact that it was a public desecration of Shabbos, there are those who want to say that therefore a person should not be benefiting from it whatsoever. And that is something that is important to note because that is an ogeah for like the trains. There was all the shilas in Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, there were places that they, like, I think part of the train tracks that they built, the recent bullet trains, I think they did build partly on Shabbos, I think, or I'm not exactly sure how the situation was, but these shilas very much, unfortunately, do come up, and you have to know what the halachas are for that purpose. It's just important to note also, Rabbeinu Tam held that this halacha, Rabbeinu Tam says that not only is Shabbos work not what Shmuel Bichal is talking about. He says it's mutter for a non-Jew who is a kablan to work on Shabbos even within the tchum. That is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. So I guess maybe the Olam Again, that's not the Shulchan Aruch Paskid. So I'm just being melamed tzchus, the people who are seemingly are not so aware of this halacha, but the Rabbeinu Tam is out there as saying that this halacha, this sugya, is completely different. It's not talking about this concept over here. All many of the Rishonim disagree with Farish with this Rabbeinu Tam, but at least we have a Rishon that understands this sugya a little bit different. Either way, so now the Gemara says, Vaita. The Gemara says, Rav Chama Sharalula Anguria Devei Resh Kalusa. So Rav Chama permitted the people who were building tables in the house of the Resh Kalusa, the guy who was in charge of Bavel, Lemiave Lahu Abidasa Bachol Demoyed, to do their work repairing the tables on Chol Moed. Amar, given to Agra La Kashakli, since they don't take any actual formal payments, so since they're not taking formal payments, then they're getting meals for it, so then Shayuyehu to come Sharalai. So then they're just gaining by an indirect benefit, but Leislanba, and therefore that's not an issue, because they're not doing something by a direct payment. So over here, then it was something that was preparing the tables. You have to assume was Letzorach HaMoed, obviously, the Rishonim point out. If you don't have Letzorach HaMoed, the Shaila is not going to get off the ground. So you have Letzorach HaMoed. Nevertheless, they would have been usher to receive direct payment for their work, for their working is Uvda Dechol, as prohibited on Chol Moed. So therefore, the indirect benefit makes it not an issue of Uvda Dechol, and therefore makes it Mutter. That's how many Rishonim explain the sugya over here. There's a lot of halacha, by the way, it's a very loaded daf over here. We're probably going to have to go a little bit over time, but I mashed them from yesterday. We were 26 minutes, so a little bit. Again, I need a little bit more, a few more minutes to get over the today's daf. There's a lot of sugyas over here. The Gemara continues now. Tanur Rabbanan, Mekavlan Kabilas B'Moed La'Sos Alachar Moed. You're allowed to enter into contract with a non-Jew during Chol Moed to have them do Malacha for you after Chol Moed of Moed Aser. However, but if the work for them is the work on Chol Moed itself is going to be Aser. Well, you're going into a contract, it has to make a tenai that the non-Jew does not work for you on Chol Moed. The Braisa is telling you that even though non-Jew might begin the work on Chol Moed, you're not allowed to make that in the stipulation of the contract. And in the case where he is working for you, it's Machlokas Rishonim, you have to stop them. According to many Rishonim, the Rush and the Mukhe Yosef, they hold that you don't have to prevent them from doing it. However, the Ritva holds you Takadu have to stop him. I think the Halacha Shulchan Aruch, the Ramak quotes it, is that you do not have to stop him. If you make a contract with him to start working after Chol Moed, the guy just decides to work for you before Chol Moed, already on Chol Moed itself, again, you have to see where within the city, what exactly he's doing. Is it Nekar's for you? But make a Nekar Adin, the Ramah Paschal, you don't have to stop him from working. Whatever you're allowed to do on Chol Moed, you're allowed to tell Nanju to do for you. Whatever you may not do on Chol Moed, also not allowed to tell Nanju to do for you either. Now, that's very important also. It's not just okay to have like your non-Jew launder your clothing or things like that. That's a Mirel Anachri, which applies on Chol Moed as well. And they're not allowed to clean out your stuff for you. Tanya Yidach. We have another Baisa which teaches us, Mekablan Kibilos B'moed La'Sos La'Achar Moed. We may enter into a contract with a non-Jew during Chol Moed to have them perform work after Chol Moed. V'lo Shalo Yimdod V'lo Shalo V'Shalo Yimna. Provided that he doesn't measure, he doesn't weigh, he doesn't count. Kederach Sh'Osa B'Chol, because this is the problem of Uvdin D'Chol, that a lot of times in a contract, it's necessary to weigh the thing that you're weaving or the count the piece of clothing that you're laundering. This is this is considered an Uvdin D'Chol. That's why it's usher to do it on Chol Moed. Taner Rabbanan within the Braisa, Ein Marbiyin Behema B'Cholo Shel Moed. You're not allowed to have an animal mate another animal, to cause it to mate the animal on Chol Moed, of a male animal with a female animal, because this is a tercha, this is considered a necessary work for you to do on Chol Moed, and therefore it's also something which can be done after Chol Moed. You're not going to lose anything, they'll have the mate after Chol Moed, you'll have the babies after. That's not a big hefset either. Kiyotzebo Ein Marbiyin B'Bechor V'Lo B'Psulim Mekdashin. Also another halacha is you're not allowed to have a bechor mate to another animal, because the pasuk says los ta'avod bechor, which we learn out is that working is creating, making it create offspring, and actively making it create offspring is one of the isurim by a bechor. An animal that's a bechor is kadosh, right? Kadosh merechem. We just had it in Parshas Bo a little bit, so that is something which is usser. Now, what about Psilim Mekdashin? Psilim Mekdashin, even though you redeem them, still the Gemara in Bechoros learns out that from the Pasuk Tizbach Vechalta Basar, that there are some restrictions on this, that only Vechalta Basar, but you're not allowed to make it work for you, you're not allowed to shear the animals, you're not allowed to do other malachas, and one of these malachas would be mating the animal, is one of the isser, even after you were poda an animal that you designated for a certain korban of yours, you designated the animal for a korban, and what happened was, is that the animal ended up becoming had a mum, so the mum passes it from being an avoda. So you redeem them, the animal, but still there's still kedusha on that animal. Now the Gemara continues. That one is Tana Idach that we say in another brisa in Marvin Behemah Becholo Shemoyed. You're not allowed to have an animal mate another animal during Chol Moed. Rabbi Yudai Mer Chamura Shetava. If a female donkey wants to You see that it wants the attention of the male donkey. Marbin alei zacher, you are allowed to put a male zacher there for them to mate, even during chalamoid. Because she is going to be cooled down if the desire of the female donkey is permitted to not have relations after the donkey wants it. Apparently, it would be difficult to mate her afterward. In which case, that would be a hefsed, maybe hefsed beruba or hefsed for sure for the animal owner. So therefore, you're allowed to mate them on chalamoid. All other female animals, we bring them into the area of the area into the bakar, into the area that you're there calling them off, and they're allowed to mate their animals on their own, but not actually actively take an active role in mating them, because they're able to do so without having you do it. Tanur Rabbah Winner Rabbeisa in. In Medayarin, we're not allowed to make an animal go into a pen for the purpose of having it go in and have it like manure it by using using number two where the animal goes and makes everywhere. It apparently is a healthy fertilizer for your field. You're not doing this on Shabbos because it's really under the category of Zorea of your planting. You're planting, and therefore that's Rabbi Bichoresh, you're plowing, since it's improving the land, and therefore it's something which is going to be Usr. However, since you're not directly performing the Isr, it's only Usr Midraban, not Isr Dereisa Zorea, but it's an Isr Dereban. If the non-Jews came on their own to manure the Jews' fields with their animals, then it's going to be mutter for them to do so, because that's not something that they did at all. They didn't even ask the Jew. That's for just their own purposes. In Masai no so, you're not allowed to help them in moving the animals from one section to another. In Mosulam Shomer Lenar Atzonam, you're not allowed to provide them with a watchmen to guard their flock when they're doing that, because that would be like an indication that you wanted it for them, and that's something you're not allowed to assist them. That would be usher. That's like it looks like you're hiring them. That's not something you're allowed to do. Haya schir Shabbos, schir Chodesh, schir Shana, schir Chshav. However, if the non-Jew you were hired per week or per month, per year, Messiah, so then you're allowed to assist him with his workers, because at the end of the day, when he decides to come on Shabbos, he's doing it for his own and not for the employer, and therefore, you don't, he's only working on Shabbos, he's working all week long, so that's not something, it's not something he's doing specifically for the purpose of Shabbos. So most of the time, Shomer, Lanar, Sonam, then you even provide a watchman to guard their flock while they're doing it, because at the end of the day, he's hired to work throughout the week, so therefore he's doing it for himself, therefore to provide him with the watchman is something which he's doing for himself is going to be okay. Rabbi Omer b'Shabbos b'Teiva Shabbos. No, it's a shaila if he's coming to argue or not. But Rabbi says that on Shabbos he's allowed to permit the non-Jews to only do it for a field, but not to pay him back. You're not to favor at it, not to do it as a favor, to pay him back as like to help him do something and help him out with something afterwards. That would be okay. However, you're not permitted to repay him afterwards. B'Shabbos b'Tova Yom Tov Mizonos. However, on Yom Tov, which is more makel, it's more less chamor, you can pay him back with food, but still not with monetary wages. However, Moed, even b'Schar, you can even pay him back with monetary wages, because again, he came on his own, and therefore you're not doing it on a regular basis. Therefore, giving him money afterwards for what he's done is not necessarily going to be an issue on Chol HaMoed. Okay, now we're up to the next mission. It was a very similar halacha that we had before with the oil. Now we're going to have it with wine. V'chein Mishal Yena B'Socha Bor, someone who has wine in the vat in front of his wine press. Ve'iro Evel. So he also, and the problem is over there, it's in front of the wine press, and if you don't take care of it, then it's going to be a problem. Right? They're in the wine press, into the wine is flowing for the grace to be pressed. As Rashi explains, Ve'iro Evel. And he, unfortunately, one of his Zion Krovim passed away. Ones, or something bad happened, some unavoidable thing happened to him where he wasn't able to do it before Chol HaMoed. Oshi too. Or people, his workers, to see, they said they're going to come like the day before Yantav, they didn't come. Zolivik Omer Vidarch Garaku. He pours it out into barrels. You seal the barrels in an unusual manner, in a usual manner, you could do it, and that would be okay. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do it not in an unusual manner. Also, limud b'shil shel yachmei, you're only allowed to put a temporary covering on it so they don't sour, but you're not allowed to do it seal it in a normal way, because according to Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa, you can only do it with a shinoi, not with the regular derech. Now, in other words, it's tzricha. Now, why do you have to mention the previous Mishnah, which has the alachas with regards to the oil and losing out on the oil, and here with the wine as well? Because the yashman and kamaisa, if you only told me the first alacha with regards to the olive oil, then I would have said, beikam Rabbi Yosi, only in that case is Rabbi Yosi Mekel to do it in the normal manner, because in the case of oil, you're going to lose a lot of money. Oil is very, very expensive, even more valuable than apparently wine. So then you're going to lose that. We're more Mekel on you. However, when it comes to wine, it's not such a great loss. because it's less expensive than oil. Maybe you would agree to Rabbi Yehuda, and you would not be allowed to do it only with the Shinur. So I need to mention this Mishnah over here. So now only the Mishnah mentioned this second case, our Mishnah right here, with the case of the wine. Then I would have said, Rabbi Yehuda. Only in that case, Rabbi Yehuda said, you're not allowed to do the Malacha, since it's not significant loss of Al Bahach in the case where the oil, with a great loss is potential. Ema Modil Rabbi Yossi, I would say that he admits Rabbi Yossi that he's not allowed to complete the pressing in a normal fashion. Sricha, then I would say that therefore, in the first case, Rabbi Yehuda is going to be Modil Rabbi Yossi, that you can do it in a normal manner. They're Kamash Malan, that they both hold strong in both cases. Now the question is, Amar Yotzel, where Abba, Shinu, Bimoyed, Bedevara, Aved, Delok Rabbi Yossi. So, sorry, Mantana, skip the line. Mantana, Bishinu, Bimoyed, Bedevara, Aved, it's Delok Rabbi Yossi. Who is the Tana that taught us that there, you have to, when you're doing Malcham Chal Moed, when something is lost, it has to be not Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says, Mutter must be Rabbi Yehuda. So, where is this now? Amar Rabbi Yossi, Falacha, Rabbi Yossi. Falacha follows Rabbi Yossi. That halacha, because machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi, because nimuku imo. So shaila, what exactly nimuku imo? But that's what the Gemara says in Erevin. It's one of the klalim. But we follow maskin like Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yossi, follow Rabbi Yossi. Paul minei Rav Nachman, Yitzchak Ma'ol leMeishe Chavisa deShicha b'Chol Demayin. What's the halacha with regard to seal a barrel fear on Chol Hamoed? To say, obviously seal it tightly. Would that be okay? Amar lehu Sinai, Amar halacha Rabbi Yossi. Rav Yosef already passed, and he was called Sinai. His nickname was Sinai because he knew all the Mishnayos and Braisos so well, as if it was the day he was given Har Sinai. And he was such a bucky in them, so we called him, that was his nickname, we called him Sinai. So Rav Yosef said, the Lacha follows Rav Yosef, so so therefore it should be Mutter. Amar Dam Rav Yosef Bechavar, then we're asked though, is that really true though? Because when did Rav Yosef say this? The Lacha only with regards to wine, Mishnah Chamirah, and even by oil. So those two things were like a great hefset. However, by beer, which is of less expense, maybe Rav Yosef wouldn't go that far. So where's the Tamei? What's the reason by wine? Mishum did not fish pesida because there's going to be a potential loss, even maybe a big loss, a loss though. Shichronami is supposed to have a beer also. That's a potential loss, and you can be mekum. Damar Abayam really. My mother told me this was always his stepmother. He always called her his mother. Bashit save v'shia. It's better to have 6 barrels of beer, and it should be sealed. When bar timne veloshaya, 8 sealed of unbarreled beer. But apparently it will dilute and it won't be tasting good. Even 6 stars. Even so, we see that it's a whole third better. It's like one third better to have it sealed. So that's what we see from here, that failure to do so would be considered a significant loss, and therefore Rabbi Yossi would agree that it'd be mutter on Chol Hamoed. So this is where now Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav Hilchos Moed Kilchos Kutsim Ve'Alacha. One the halachas of a Chol Hamoed are like the halachas of Kusim Ve'Alacha. One in the world is Kusim have to do with anything. Kusim, first of all, who they are? The Kusim were the ones who, during the time of the end of Bayis Rishon, the Assyrian Shalmetzar, he sent them from Kusa. He made them popular. So that's what he did. He moved all the nations around. That's how we have the 10 lost tribes. Because the fact that he moved everybody around, they forgot where they came from. Then they ended up just assimilating to wherever they were. That was part of his tactic to not have any uprisings against him. That was Sancheriv, Melech Asher, that's what he did. Anyway, so they came and they ended up converting falsely because they were having lions that were attacking them in Eretz Yisrael. So they were converting to Judaism. Their whole subject was a whole subject debate whether or not they were Gerai Emes or Gerayos, Gerai Emes. We come across all the Shas, Kusim come up. Anyway, at the end of the day, they ended up serving Avodah Zarah, so we ended up saying that they were, back then, I think we have modern Kusim. I think they do exist, some Kusim, anyway. The halacha is that they were like, so there are certain things that they kept, and we know they kept them really well, but other things we're not sure. So you're allowed to compare one to the other. The answer is no, that we're not, what we know that they kept, and like, even if something's very similar to that halacha, let's say, on Yontif, they were very makbid about certain Isurim on Yontif, but maybe they weren't makbid about the other Isurim on Yontif. So you have to, and there's been nafkaminas, like, for how it relates to you. So you can't learn from one halacha to the other. So similarly, by halacha, so that's the whole point of what we're mentioning over here, by Kusim, similar to halachas of when it comes to halachas of Chol Hamoed, that you can't learn, extract one from the other. There's such technical differences that even something which seemingly is very similar to the other halacha, you can't extract one from the other. So Gemara asks my halacha, so what halachas imply? But this is Baktina Marav Lomar Shein Akuros, to say the halachas of Chol Hamoed are like literally women who are barren, don't have any children. So you can't derive one from the other. Demar Shmuel Zosin Kusav and Zosin Chavisa. You're allowed to cover a jug with pitch on Chol Hamoed. You're not allowed to cover a barrel with pitch on Chol Hamoed. So they're so similar. A jug and a pitcher, the jug and a barrel are so similar, yet one is usher, one is mutter. Rav Dimi ben Arda Amar, Zosin Chavisa Vein Zosin Kuzusa. You're allowed to coat a barrel of Chol Hamoed, but not allowed to coat a jug on Chol Hamoed. And again, that's Mar Chari Subseda. Rav Dimi is concerned about the loss of Chol Hamoed, and therefore he says it's mutter only of the larger barrels. And Mar Chari Shlatircha, whereas Shmuel is concerned about Tircha, in which case he only says the smaller jug. So we see from over here, though, that the loss of Chol Hamoed can't be liably determined from one to the other, and therefore, you have to be very medactic in each halacha to know how to apply each halacha. Amar Abaye Naktina, we have a Masorah, Hilchos Moed, Kilchos Shabbos. that the lachas of Chol HaMoed are similar to the lachas of Shabbos, turning on to the next Amud now. Yesh behen patar avalasa. There are examples of them which are going to be patar avalasa. The concept, we have three examples. We have Isra, yesh behen mutar lachachila, you have Isra skila, the main Isra. Then you have patar avalasa. You shouldn't do it, but if you did it, you're not over an Isra deraisa and only an Isra derabanan. And then there are those that are mutar lachachila. Similarly on Chol HaMoed, you have certain malachas which you, if you do them, they're aser midoraisa, right? If you do like a real malacha and it was not for the tzarach hamoed, you built and you were maisa uman and things like that, that's going to be, if you hold it in aser midoraisa on chalamoed, that's all machal kashonim. But if you hold it in aser midoraisa, or if you, maybe I'm wrong, maybe my bias seems to indicate like that. Anyway, if you hold it in aser midoraisa, so then it'll be an aser midoraisa. Sometimes it'll be pater avalasa. What's pater avalasa? Here we have one. That in the case when you're quoting of a kli on chalamoed, it's aser to do so, it's only going to be pater avalasa. You're not allowed to do it, but if you did it, you're not over an aser midoraisa. Are going to be even mutar lechachila. There's no isra whatsoever if you do things in a way which is mutar. Ravuna chatzu lechatzu mevada. So Ravuna, he was reaping his harvest during Chol HaMoed. Ravuna, he was bothered by this from the baisa. Tochlin kemach moed letzarach hamoed. You're allowed to grind grain into flour on Chol HaMoed only for the fact that you need it on Chol HaMoed or on the yontif. V'shalul letzarach hamoed asar. If it's not for the tzarach of that Chol HaMoed, it's going to be asar. Dover sha'avod b'moed mutar lasosa b'moed. In case it's something that's going to be lost over the Chag, it's going to be permitted to perform its malacha on Chol HaMoed, even if it's no necessarily need for the Yom Tov itself. So davar she'enu avud b'moed aser, but something that's not to be lost is going to be problematic on Chol HaMoed. B'med v'murim b'tulushim in a karka. When does it apply? Only things that are detached from the ground. Aval mechuber l'karka, when it's attached to the ground, afilu kulu avud aser. Even if it's all going to be lost, it's forbidden on Chol HaMoed. V'imin b'omai yochal, if it's not what to eat, you're allowed to do any of the malachas. You're allowed to cut, you're allowed to gather, you're allowed to thresh, winnow, you're allowed to do borer, which is, right, selecting the bad from the good, and tochen and grinding, those things on Chol HaMoed. What does it mean if you don't have anything to eat? That doesn't literally mean that you have no option. It means that even if you're able to purchase food or borrow it from someone else, that's not, if you want it from yourself, you don't have to chiyuv to do that, and you'd be allowed to do that. Prepares as long as you don't thresh using actual ox. The Gemara is going to explain why this is a problem. But we see from the Braisa that unless you have nothing to eat, you're not allowed to perform them in the malachas on Chol HaMoed, even to save it from loss. So how then could Ravuna permit his crops? We said before that Ravuna was matir, that they did chatzu lechatzu, they were reaping them. So how is that okay? So Gemara answers, Amar lei yechidahi. Rabbi Ravuna says that this Braisa which you quoted me, that's lo tzvira levekavase. That's a das yachid. That's not the main tana, because our Mishnah seems to, in our very first Mishnah in Moed Katan, which says you're allowed to water attached crops in an irrigated field, the Chora would disagree with this ruling. Disanya klalamar b'shem gamliel b'shem riosi devar talish min akarka. Things that are detached from the ground, afilu mekatzo avud. Even if only part of it will be lost and left unattended, mutar is permissible to perform its work on Chol HaMoed and mechuber lekarka. In the case of things that are attached to the ground, afilu kulu avud, even if it's all going to be lost, usher, it's usher to perform work with it. We see that even Rabbi Yossi is alone, and we don't follow the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Wait a second, Rabbi Yossi, Yadosh Nami Peros, Rabbi Yossi would say that you're allowed to thresh it using oxen. Amar Rabbi Avam, Mantan Hashim Moed B'Dav Ravid, who says that you, they only do something with the shinui de lo Rabbi Yossi. So now Rabbi Yossi in this brisa says that threshing with ox is usher. Lechora, we assume the reason it's usher is because you're only allowed to do it with the shinui, and this is not considered a shinui. So how is this mutter? So Amar Lechar, Rabbi Yossi is going to respond, no, Hachanami, you misunderstood what the reason of using the ox is a problem. Keva dechol yom alav b'peris daishi, but since you don't generally use oxen during the rest of the time to do this work, to do this malacha, even with this case over here, with regards to the to do it on Chol HaMoed, is something which would create a lot of noise. People are going to look at it, see this malacha that you're doing, which is not something that should be done. It shouldn't have this kavoshin. So therefore, we backtrack on what we said earlier. Tanur Rabbanan. Toch nebeboi le tzorech hamoed, you're allowed to grind on Chol HaMoed for the tzorech of Chol HaMoed. V'leshalo le tzorech hamoed aser, if it's not for Chol HaMoed, it's aser. V'im tachan v'hosir. However, if one ground grain for the chag and some was left over, then nariza mutter. You don't have to be so medactic. The ritual learns from here. You don't have to, cheshbon out how much exactly you need. Rather, if you know you have a little bit generous amount and people most likely won't eat that amount, that's okay. Kotz in eight moed the tzorech hamoed. Similarly, you're allowed to cut off branches for the tzorech hamoed. That's you need firewood, whatever it is, to warm yourself up. V'shalot tzorech hamoed aser, but it's aser to cut them off. It's not for the purpose of Chol HaMoed. V'im katz v'hosir. If you left it off, and just because you had extra, that's also going to be okay. Matilin schar sheichar b'moed the tzorech hamoed. Also, you're allowed to brew beer on Chol HaMoed for the tzorech of Chol HaMoed. V'shalot tzorech hamoed aser, but not for Chol HaMoed. It's going to be aser. V'im hitu v'hosir. However, if you brewed it and it was extra, as long as you're not allowed to deliberately do more beer than necessary, claiming that's for the use of the chag because it's not here, It's not even that you just have to have havamina. Maybe someone will eat that much. Not to specifically use more for after the chag and pretend that maybe there'll be a chance that someone uses it. You're not allowed to do that. That's called a subterfuge. That's something which is a harama. We've mentioned that already a few times in the last few dapim. That's something which is aser over here. Or amino. Wait a second. We have a brisa that says matilan sheikh of moed tzarcha moed v'shol tzarcha moed aser. It's aser to do it for not for the purposes of chol moed. Echad sheikhar tmarim ve'echad sheikhar sorim. It's true whether it's date beer or barley beer. But alpha beis sheyesh lo yashan. Even though if he has an older beer ma'arim v'shosim in a chadash, he's allowed to do a subterfuge over here by drinking from the new one during the chag, thereby showing that it was necessary. Even though this is going to be harama, so why is harama mutter over here? So Gemara says tanai, it must be that it's really a machlokas tanai. We have one says Amar and Bekach, Rabbi Yosef Yudam Ma'aramim, that you're allowed to do this, or you're allowed to do the subterfuge over here. According to some, you are; according to others, you're not. And therefore, this is going to be a shiloh over here. That would be this is based on the Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara over there talks about if you have a barrel of wine that broke at Shabbos. The halacha is you're only allowed to have the amount that you're going to need for Shabbos. However, you invite his guests, you can save the wine for them. And so if you're doing that, if you're inviting tons of guests and they're leaving it over, so that's a shalat. Tana Kama doesn't permit you to do that harama. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda does, so therefore the machlokas would be about harama as well in our example of Hilchos Chalamayit. Rav Chatzile Chatzile V'chol Adamayit. Rav reaped, not Rav himself. His works or workers did well in Moed. Shmuel of Ikbin, or Shmuel was heard about this, he was upset. Lema Shmuel kichidais, where the Shmuel hold like the only the Das Yachid that holds like based on Rabbi Yossi that the Malacha is still attached to the ground is going to be Asr and Chol Moed. Lo, no, the Gemara says no. Chatzta the Chita Yavad Lave Psid. He had these wheat ones, which he didn't think was going to be a major loss, so therefore he didn't think it was need for harvesting it on Chol Moed. That was why he was upset with Rav who did it. Rav Tavim Mai, so Taka, why did Rav do it then? Or why did he do this? So Elam Aloy Chalava, he was somebody who didn't have anything to eat, so therefore he thought it was mutter to harvest this wheat. Because again, you don't have a chiv to buy it, that's still called Elam Aloy Chal, you don't have to buy it or borrow from other people. So Shmuel says, Losim HaKameh, Shmuel was either unaware of that, and therefore that's why he objected, he didn't realize that Rav didn't have any other food. However, Inami, or we can give another suggestion, Adam Chashuv Shiny. That Shmuel was such a prominent person, so he should have been machmer himself. He's machmer himself, he has nothing to eat. No, so then he should have gone and either borrowed from other people or buy from other people. That's what he should have done, as opposed to him having the malacha done by himself. Now the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda, Nesiai Nafak Bechamasa de Medosha. He went out to the court on Shabbos, he was wearing a ring of a madrash ring, and that was something, a type of ring with a signet on it. And this is something that was, this is during things that are shy love, you're allowed to wear an ornament, the things we're afraid you're going to take off, then Chazara goes around it to be mukta, and not allowed to wear it. Vishtai Maid Alchemy Kavila Armaya, and he also drank water heated by a non-Jewish cook, or an Armenian lady. Shmar Rabbi Ami heard about this and he was upset that he did this. I'm Rabbi Yosef, my time but why both his lachas? Why was he upset at that? He was wearing the signet ring. Again, this is another example of someone doing something because of Adam Chashev, which was Asar and Shabbos. Not true. Atanya Asher Nazami Matbaos Areyelin Kachala Kaima Talmechatzer. That if you have nose rings, and other things, those are things which are mutter taken in a courtyard for the sake of Torah Gufo. And since these articles are not allowed to be worn, they're allowed to be Latorch Gufa, they're allowed to be moved. Rabbi Yehuda's ring also, Latorch Gufa, for the purpose of using it, even though it was Mukta, it's going to be something which is going to be okay. So why was it problematic? So the Gemara says, oh, and also, Mishab Deshte Maya Da'echa coming to their Maya. The second case also, where he ate water that was heated by non-Jew, Hamar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Merav, that doesn't apply to the lachos of Bishlakum. Ha Kol Shenakum Shchai, anything which is eaten in state raw, meaning water obviously is in state raw, or any fruits or vegetables which are normally eaten raw, then you cook it, if the non-Jew cooks it, that would not be an Isra Bishlakum. The whole reason of Bishul Akum Agav is to have a separation between the Jews and non-Jews. If you have to start eating by them, and eat lecha lecha, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that they invited them to lecha lecha because they're going to eventually marry him. That having food, that's one of the ideas of kashrus also, that separates us, that makes us different from the goyim. We're supposed to be different from them. That's why when you have that triple wrap thing at your work office party, that's to show you are Ein Hanami. You're supposed to realize you're different than the rest of the workmates. I know it's embarrassing, it makes a lot of noise, but Baruch Hashem, you're the Am Nifchar, you have the kashrus, you have a different level of standards for what you eat. So anyway, so if it's eaten right in a state when it's in a raw state, that's not considered as why that halacha applies, but that's not applicable to Bishul Akum. So why was it brought him? So where's the Adam Chashev Shaini in both these examples, in a Chanami it seems to be that's a machlokas, is it both of them, but many understand that even both these examples, there's room to be machmir if you're a Chashev person. So Gemara says, Vayter Amar Rav Chanina Amar Rav, quotes Adam Deka B'moed, a person's allowed to cut a palm tree on Chol Moed, Afal Bisha In Tzarech Ela Nesorah Shalom, even if you only needed sawdust. Lightly, Abaya was upset, anyone, he cursed anyone who followed this halacha. Abaya thought that this is a problem to do on Chol Moed. So Gemara says, Rav Ashi Avilei Abba Bilshanai, Rav Asher the forest in Shanai, Azal Mikta B'chol Demoed, he went out to cut some of the trees on Chol Moed in order to have the sawdust. Amar lay Rav Shila Melashna the Ravashi, my daisech, you argue on Rav, the Kamar Shmuel Amar Rav, Kotam Bekam Abad Afish Ain Tarach Al Nasura Shalom. You're allowed to cut down a palm tree and chamoid, even if you just need the sawdust. You're basing it on Rav, though, how light the way. Abai was so upset about it, he cursed anyone who follows Halacha. Amar lay Loshmili, I didn't hear that Abai cursed it. Klomar Loshmili, I don't agree. Not just Loshmili, but I don't even hold of it. I hold of a Rav. So Ishtamit Narka Abai Lamisika Shake. So what happened was, while Ravashi was sharpening the trees, the axe slipped and almost cut off his thigh, and he would have almost got a huge cut off his like body. He would have got a huge pain and bleeding. Maybe he would have died. Who knows what would have happened? Shavke Badrasa. So what happened was he left. He realized it was a simon for Shemaiah that he should. Abaye made a curse on it. You should definitely not go against Abaye, and he didn't. He didn't do it. Rav Yehuda Shara the Maker Kinda. Rav Yehuda permitted one to uproot flax to make those kushur cut hops on Yantiv on Chalmoy rather make a shimte or to uproot plants during Chalmoy. I'm really Abaye Rav Yosef Bishlam Kitna Chazel Chvifa. So now I get it by Rav Yehuda permitting flax because it's fit for covering food needed for the chag. Shoot the chazel shikra and beer also. They're fit for the hops are fit for beer. Ella shimshay lemaya chaze. The plants. What are they needed for? Chaze lenaze the islahu. They are fit for meat use because they are for the things that they could for things that are already withered out that could be used without delaying it. Rabbi Yani Avilei Ahu Pardisa. He had a orchard. The matazimna bechol demayed. The time came for chalamayed to pick it. Katfe. So if you didn't, then they were going to get lost. Shana shiyai kuli alma the person to the chalamayed. So what happened is he did cut them off and he used them. So the next year, everyone left it on purpose, their orchards, until Chol HaMoed, and that would be also to do on purpose. So the Gemara says, Afkir Reb Yana, the partisan who Shaisa. Therefore, he was mafkir for everybody that they shouldn't have benefit from it because they violated the halacha, and he penalized everyone who had violated the halacha and left it purposely for Chol HaMoed, and making it hafkir, and everybody could have it for themselves. Okay, Beshem, we'll pick up with the Mishnah of Machnas Adam and tomorrow's daf.